Glenn wants to talk about 2x4s on a construction project. Before we get to Glenn, though, we're going to wrap up here. We let John go. We said we'll just answer your question off the air, and he's got a line back if this doesn't answer his question. Do we know where John was? It was a 520 number, Casa Grande, Eloy, Tucson, Green Valley. Where was John? He was in Southern Arizona. And he went to some event that a company put on showing you all these different ways you can save money on your electric bill by installing these products that they're selling. The problem with all those products is they're great in thought and concept, but they go against building science. The first one he talked about and the one that he kind of liked the most was an attic fan. Put an attic exhaust fan, blow air out of your attic, lowers the temperature of your attic, so it's going to be easier for your air conditioner to keep the house cool. All that's true. You lower your attic temperature, reduces the strain on your home to keep the inside of your house cool. Absolutely. The problem is you do that mechanically with a fan, it's going to create a negative pressure in your attic, and that air has to come from somewhere, and it comes from the inside of your home. So now you're sucking the air-conditioned air out of your home into the attic and exhausting that out into the world. So it goes against what you're trying to accomplish in dropping your energy load. It increases it. Well, what about a solar powered one? Well, fine, it's still sucking air out of there. The way to exhaust your attic is to have a ridge vent. Hot air rises. So if you've got a peaked roof and there's a vent across the entire peak, it naturally exhausts itself. So you're keeping it cooler without adding any mechanical device or sucking air out of your air-conditioned home. And I won't go through all the other products that he mentioned, but every single one, if you break it down and go through the building science of it, is counterproductive to what you're trying to accomplish in reducing your electric bill. Let's, in the case that one of them may work, look at your return on that. 60% of your utility bill is your mechanical cost for air conditioning, whether you're cooling it or heating it. That's on average 60% of your bill. So when you say I've got my highest bill was $300, well, that's your utility bill. Your cooling cost of that was only 60%. So now when we look at the science that says less than 10% of your heat gain to your home is from your attic, so now you're only affecting 10% of that 60%. Your return on investment time for this $3,000 product is decades. Decades. It's a waste of money. And you can call 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to argue that. And watch, no one will call. 1-888-767-4348. Let's get to Glenn's, Glenn's question. We're talking some kind of construction project. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I wondered if the 2x4s used in these many large projects in Central Phoenix where they're building hundreds of apartments at each site, whether they're pre-treated, because I noticed a project at Third Avenue Indian School where the three-story construction, the framing was put up, three stories, 2x4s and plywood, and then all of a sudden the construction came to a stop a month ago. So this wood has been unprotected. It's out in the open to the sun and the rain. I don't know why construction stopped at that project at Third Avenue Indian School, but you've got three stories of framing, and the wood is just out in the open. And what effect would that have on the wood?
You know, I don't have the answer. I wonder the same thing myself, Glenn, and it blows my mind every time I see a project, especially multi-story going up in wood. It absolutely blows my mind. I can't fathom it. I would never do it. I'd never spend money to do it. Any type of construction we do is in masonry. You know, I have no idea. And I will tell you, there's a subdivision that is near where I live. Same thing, went to absolute stop. And there were homes where you could see the wood and the OSB siding was delaminated. There were some homes that were in the lathing stage that had the foam wrap on it that had completely yellowed. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, in 3 days, they were completely wrapped in stucco. And they eventually sold, and my heart just went out to whoever bought that home because they bought an absolute money pit. It's a shame. I'm not for laws and legislation. I'm for the free market. But, man, I sometimes just think if there was just a law that said if you're building a structure, you got to do it out of masonry. It would save so many problems and save so much in the long term. It blows my mind why anything goes up with silly sticks and stucco.